This is the KWBU Fine-Tuned Music Series. I'm Kately Mills. Today, my conversation with two members of the contemporary classical group, Latitude 49. Chris Size and Janie Parsons both teach in the School of Music at Baylor University. Let's take a listen to their piece, A Wish for the Displaced, that was composed by Virgil Moorfield. So if you were introducing Latitude 49's music to someone for the first time, what would be like the initial thing you would say?
Usually I try to keep it in as simple language as possible, yeah. Because sometimes it's hard to explain things if you go down the rabbit hole too far. People are like, wait, what?
What? Yeah.
So, you know, I'll usually say we're an instrumental group and we play new music. And simply put, you know, in the classical world, a lot of string quartets, for example, play music by Beethoven and, you know, Bartok and Haydn. And we're sort of like that, but we're working with composers that are alive.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're a mixed group of piano, percussion, winds, and string instruments. And, yeah, just kind of riff off of that.
On the group's website, there's something called the new music scene.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a genre? What is that?
The new music scene is interesting. Not terribly long ago, maybe 20 years ago, there were a couple key groups that sort of saw classical music was a little bit limited by the large instrumentation of large groups like orchestras
and bands
that are hard to find space for. You have to have a director to govern everything.
Yeah.
And there was a desire to have more of a kind of hands-on, homegrown approach to building a band, essentially a classical band. And so a couple of these groups, like Eighth Blackbird, is a very famous new music group that was right on the beginning of this sort of growth of the new music scene. And their instrumentation, in fact, is very similar to ours. And there have been other groups that we really look up to as well. And so, you know, 20 years ago, it was sort of a start of like, look, we need to do something other than just solo music and large ensemble music, something that is in the chamber music repertoire where it's governed by the people within the groups. There's not a conductor. There's not one person calling the shots.
Yeah.
It's a group effort that speaks to more modern language of music.
Whenever you were creating the group, why was it important to you to work with people of different backgrounds, different ages, to bring their music to life?
I think a lot of us were coming from a more traditional approach in music school. You learn a lot of music that has already come before us. Piano, for example, the music for piano is hundreds of years old. Mm-hmm. Same with violin. There's amazing music that's been written over the past couple hundred years. And those composers are not with us anymore. You know, Janie kind of hinted at this. We were looking for something to branch out of learning older music by people who we couldn't talk to, people that we couldn't be in the same room with and learn about them as a person. I mean, you can do all the reading you want, but it really does make a difference when you have the composer in the room with you at the end of the day. And that's really exciting. And because, you know, a lot of these composers that are being performed, this is kind of strictly in the classical music realm, you know, there's a lot of performance practice behind some of those pieces of music and tradition of how something is played. Whereas some of this music we're working on, we don't know.
We
have to figure it out.
Yeah, we're creating the performance
That's
practice.
That's right. So it's a much more engaging creative process.
Find more information on Latitude 49 online at kwbu.org and listen to full versions of their music, as well as other artist spotlights for the Fine-Tuned Music Series on 103.3 Waco Public Radio.